you have no idea when it comes to what belongs in the refrigerator and what doesn't belong in the refrigerator.
It's funny you would say that. Just today, I had that exact issue when I bought some Parmesan cheese. And it was, so it's on a shelf in the supermarket, but as soon as you open it, you got to put it in the refrigerator, right?
I don't know. That's why I have this, so we can find out. Because I go to the Waffle House, and they have eggs just sitting out.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't do that.
But when the egg comes out of the chicken, the chicken's not cold.
No, but it comes out of the chicken raw. You have to cook it. Once it's cooked,
no, but,
and it starts to...
Yeah, but they have uncooked eggs just hanging out.
No, but... Oh, I see what you're saying. So uncooked eggs. Oh, I see. Before they actually...
Before they cook them, they're...
Turn them into eggs.
They're
okay,
just eggs sitting... You know, when you get eggs, you put them in the refrigerator. But when you go to Waffle House...
I see what you're saying.
I guess because they make them so fast, they don't do that. They keep them out. And I think, well, the chicken in the chicken house, it was out. It's not cold. So that kind of makes sense.
No, but here's the problem. Once you put the egg through the process of making it good for human consumption, you can only keep eggs out for 2 hours at room temperature. They start to turn after that. You can't eat them more than 2 hours.
All right. So I have a list, and you got to tell me, and we'll see if you are on the same wavelength as everybody else when it comes to foods you should put in the refrigerator and food you can leave on the counter. Tomatoes.
I like cold tomatoes. I know that you can leave them on the counter, but I think they continue to ripen. So I put everything in the refrigerator.
So you say yes. So 60% of people put them in the refrigerator. So you're right on that one. Butter.
Okay. So my family is French. And my grandmother always left butter out. But that was because she used French butter, and it was different than the butter we have here. It was, I don't know what it was made of, but it was something that could stay out longer. She would leave, and we have friends that are Italian. They just leave the butter.
Yeah, yeah, Italians are just
table.
A different world. So
exactly. It's like the other side of France. Right, exactly. I would never leave butter out. I leave it in the refrigerator at all times, but I know that you can leave butter unrefrigerated for a good period of time.
All right, we'll say yes. 77% said, yeah, make it cold. How about pickles?
Well, you're talking about what people like. I mean, it's not unhealthy to keep butter out, but people tend to put it in
the refrigerator.
Yeah, I'm saying
what most people do. So.
Oh, well, no, I like pickles cold. I like because when they're cold, they snap and they're nice. Yeah, those are always in the refrigerator.
Right. 91% agree with you. Said, yeah, keep them cold. Bread.
Oh, no, you leave that out.
All right. There's actually people that put it in the fridge, though, because they think it lasts longer.
No, because if you put it in the fridge, then it starts to, it gets like hard. And then even if you toast it, it's not good. No, you want fresh bread. And if it goes bad, it's no longer fresh. Throw it out and get new bread. It's only bread.
77% of people said, keep it out. You don't have to put that up there. All right. Onions.
I think people leave those out.
Really? I put them in the fridge.
We don't eat onions at my house. We're both allergic to them. So, but I've seen people... Who all of all the fruits and vegetables they leave out? They leave out bananas. They leave out onions.
Yeah, 67% said they leave them out. So I'm wrong, huh? I keep them in the fridge.
Well, no, I'll tell you why. Especially if you open them up, they make your refrigerator stink.
Well, after I cut them, I don't put them back in there because I use them all.
Right, but sometimes the onion makes your fridge stink.
I just think your fridge stinks because you haven't cleaned it ever. honey.
Oh, you can't put honey in the refrigerator.
Yeah, people say no. So 96% of people said no. Bananas.
Oh, you can't put bananas in the refrigerator. In fact, it's in the Chiquita Banana song. Don't put banana in the refrigerator. It's in there. It's in the song.
It's in the song.
It is in the song.
It's the only way you know what to put in there and what to not put in there is because it's got a song. 94.
They made a song about
94% of people said you're crazy if you put them in the fridge. Soy.
But here's the. But wait, hang on a second before you get to the next thing. But here's the caveat: if you take the banana and peel it, and freeze it, and put it in the freezer, and then you put it in like a Nutribullet, you can make like banana custard. It's delicious. If you put chocolate with it, it's like chocolate banana ice cream. It's amazing. So bananas without the, if you peel it and freeze it, delicious.
But if you don't peel it, it stays out.
That's right.
Okay. Soy sauce.
Out until it's opened and then in.
So you're going to say yes.
Yes to what?
Keeping it, putting it in. Because that's pretty much putting it in the fridge.
Well, no, but I don't buy it and put it right in the fridge. I buy it and put it in the pantry. And then once I open it, then it goes in the fridge.
57% of people said put it in the fridge. I don't know. Well, these people are psychos. The ones who put peanut butter in the fridge.
No. What? No.
No, you can't do that. 87% Nobody of people. Does. So 13% of people are insane and put it in the fridge.
Well, they might live in really hot climates and the peanut butter gets all melty and gross and oily, you know, how like it separates. Mm-hmm. So if you live in a hot climate, I see why they might put it in the refrigerator.
Nutella.
Out.
Yeah. I've never had Nutella, so.
You would love it. See? Don't get started on Nutella.
See, that's my problem. Yeah. That's why I don't get it. That's why I see it and I hear people talking about it and I say, if I have one, I'm going to always buy it.
Always. You of all people, you would be addicted to that very quickly.
It's just like chocolate, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's hazelnut flavored chocolate. It's amazing. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, I'm telling
you. I can't have that. Hot sauce.
I keep mine out, but my boyfriend puts his in the refrigerator. So if you come to our house, you know whose is whose.
65% of people put it in the fridge.
Yep.
Avocados.
Okay, so avocados, while they're ripening, you've got to keep them out. And then once they get to the perfect ripeness, then they go in the refrigerator.
All right, so if you had to say yes or no, what do you put?
Out.
Out. All right. Wow, 53% of people said out, 47 in. This is just insane. Mayonnaise.
Oh, of course it's in the refrigerator. There's no question.
Have to. 14% of people leave it, or 4% of people leave it out.
Ew. Why would you do that to yourself?
That's the 4% of people that end up in the hospital.
I was going to say, those are the people that end up in the ER with food poisoning.
Potatoes.
I know that you can leave them out, but I put them in the refrigerator so they don't grow little eyes and they don't keep growing.
I'm like 84% of people. I leave mine out.
Everybody leaves theirs out. Everybody does.
Because they come from the ground.
I know. I'm well aware that they're not supposed to. But you know what? I have more room inside my refrigerator than on my shelves. That's really how I figure it.
Oh, whichever has the most room. Ketchup.
Again, I mean, when you first buy it, pantry. Once you open it, refrigerator.
Yeah, we'll say, 87% said, yeah, keep it in there.
Refrigerator, yeah.
Hard cheeses like Parmesan.
See, this is my problem. I keep all cheese in the refrigerator on the off chance that it grows more mold or it gets me sick. But I noticed that every time I go to the supermarket, there's a lot of different cheeses that are not, some are in the cold department, but there's a lot of cheeses that they just keep sitting out.
What about like the real fancy cheese, like the cheese in France and Italy and cheeses like that? Do they keep them out or do they keep them cold?
My French family, my French grandmother, cheese stays out too.
We're going to see no and see what people, 95% said you have to put it in the fridge.
Have to.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Vinegar.
That always stays out.
Yeah, you can't put that in the fridge. What are you, crazy?
No.
Yeah, 94% of people said keep it out. Mustard.
We keep ours in the cupboard.
Yeah, I keep mine in the fridge, but when you buy it, it's out with Gen Pop.
Right, that's with the general population. And then you open it, and it goes in the fridge.
89% of people said put it in the fridge. Maple syrup. That's the hard one.
Oh, always fridge.
Always? I never do fridge.
Always.
I keep mine out.
I'm sure it's fine to keep it out. And I remember when we lived together, I would open the cupboard, and you had like four different maple syrups, and they were open and out in the
and
cupboard.
Dripping.
I just thought that's...
Yeah.
And dripping. I thought that's just wacky.
That's where the ants came from. 43% said put it in. Pepto-Bismol. Ugh, who cares?
Who would put that in? Why would you put that in the refrigerator?
Yeah, I'm going to say no to that.
No, that's definitely out.
All right, here we go. Eggs.
That's what I was saying. So eggs have to be refrigerated. You can't keep them out more than an hour or two.
But what's funny, in the U.S., you have to. In Europe, you don't have to.
Oh, or they probably have different egg rules in terms of pasteurization and whatever. Not pasteurization, of, you know, how they... What's it called?
Get it ready for sale?
Yes.
No, because I get mine right from the farm. Most of the time. I get it from the guy on the corner.
I don't know what we do with eggs here.
Yeah, I think I think they go from the chicken right to the container.
I don't think they do.
I think they do. I know the ones I do.
Eggs.
The ones I get are straight from the chicken's ass.
Let's see. All right. So we filter, mix, stabilize, blend, pasteurize. We do a lot of things here.
Yeah, but that's eggs that are already made. We're talking just the white chicken egg out of the ass.
I don't think
ass
the chicken
eggs.
I don't think it goes straight from ass to
mouth.
It doesn't go from ass to mouth. This is not the human centipede of egg eating.
It goes from ass to fridge to my pan.
Okay, so yeah, looks like eggs are processed in an industrial high-tech operation, and they, let's see what they do.
They don't do anything to them because they're ass eggs. They say good chicken, pat them on the head.
That's not what
happens. They take the egg from the chicken ass and they give it to me, and it goes in my mouth.
I can't believe I can't find this anywhere. But I know that we
I
don't.
Think you're thinking,
the eggs that we.
I think you're thinking milk and stuff like that.
No, I'm not thinking milk. I'm telling you that eggs don't go. We don't do ass to mouth.
I think because they can't do anything to the egg except wash it. Because the inside of the egg is just how it came out of the chicken. They don't open it, clean that, put it back in and close the egg. They might spray stuff on it.
Candled, grated, sized, packed, and stored. I love this question. Can you eat eggs that a chicken was sitting on? So obviously, no. Obviously, we don't go ass to mouth.
I think we do.
No, you can, as long as it's done properly, according to this. But when I go to the store and buy a dozen eggs, that didn't come straight out of a chicken butt and go right into my store. There was a processing situation in between.
We're going to watch.
I don't know what the
egg
processing
is. We're going to watch a video now on once and for all. We're going to learn. I'm going to learn you something today.
Okay. Egg production.
Yes.
Iowa egg farming.
My family has been in the egg industry for four generations. It started with my great-great-grandfather. My family's history and the egg farming background was very important to me, and I really wanted to pursue that rich family history.
Okay, so he knows eggs.
Right, this guy really, he's giving us his street cred, his bona fide.
His great-great-grandfather started eggs.
Yeah, so that's his bona fides.
Okay. So here you go. Here you go. Here's the eggs.
Once the eggs are laid in the barns, then they come into the processing area. The eggs are first washed, and then they're checked for cracks, and then their size, whether they're a medium, a large, or an extra large, and then put into the correct package.
See? They just wash them.
So they wash them, put them in packages, and
ass
then...
Ass to mouth.
So it is ass to mouth.
Yeah, they come out of the chicken, they wash them off to make sure the poopy's off, and then they right. put them in a package and you eat them.
I guess so. Look at that.
See, you learned something.
Ass to mouth egg eating. I had no idea.
Now you like ass to mouth, don't you?
Actually, that grossed me out more. I think I'll never eat an egg again now.